I never saw one who seemed worthy to inspire love. No, nor read of any, except Leonardo da Vinci and perhaps Goethe in his youth. About women I entertain a somewhat different opinion, but there I have the misfortune to be a man. There are many matters in which you may waylay destiny and bid him stand and deliver. Hard work, high thinking, adventurous excitement, and a great deal more that forms a part of this or the other person's spiritual bill of fare, are within the reach of almost anyone who can dare a little and be patient. But it is by no means in the way of everyone to fall in love. You know the difficulty Shakespeare was put into when Queen Elizabeth asked him to show Falstaff in love. I do not believe that Henry Fielding was ever in love. Scott, if it were not for a passage or two in Rob Roy, would give me very much the same effect. These are great names, and what is more to the purpose, strong, healthy, high-strung, and generous natures, of whom the reverse might have been expected. As for the innumerable army of anemic and tailorish persons who occupy the face of this planet with so much propriety, it is palpably absurd to imagine them in any such situation as a love affair. A wet rag goes safely to the fire, and if a man is blind, he cannot expect to be much impressed by romantic scenery. Apart from all...